Welcome to Dear Becca's Thoughts, the ultimate guide to navigating the twists and turns of love and relationships. I am your host, Dear Becca, and each episode we'll explore the complexities of modern romance, share expert insights, and dish out practical advice. Whether you're single, in a relationship, or just curious about the matters of the heart, this podcast is your safe space for all things love. Let's embark on this journey of connection, growth, and understanding together. Welcome again to a new episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How has your month been so far? I think it's International Women's Month. Happy International Women's Month. Kudos to the strong women out there that are holding the fort down for everybody. Thank you for all that you've done and all that you continue to do. Thank you for raising a great generation of young women that will help lead the future. Thank you so much. I'll be right back on this new episode. When I tell you that some women do not know how to be wives, you would think I'm joking. So this is a post from a group I belong to on Facebook. It's something something Wives of San Diego. And first of all, excuse my stuffy nose. I always have a cold. But anyways, nothing is stopping me this year. All right. Let me read this post to you. Are you ready? I need your opinion. I have found PORN on my husband's phone more than once now, and I'm definitely not okay with it at all. I feel so SHITTY. I cannot keep going through this. It's so draining. I constantly feel insecure, like I am in competition with other women. It is even harder on me now because we have a baby together. Let me know if this is a deal breaker for you all. Are you all okay with your spouses watching that? First of all, what do we have to do with your marriage, woman? Does it matter if we are okay with it? What has us being okay got to do with your husband's ability to watch PORN? You know, I'm trying to keep this family friendly because of moms that might be listening to this podcast in the car. So let's keep it clean. You know, it blows my mind when married women want to run their marriages based off on posts from strangers. And oftentimes they're asking women that might even be experiencing worse situations in their marriage, you're asking them for opinion and advice. First of all, if you want to vent, just vent and go away. Why are you asking if we are okay with it? That part of it really blew my mind. It says, is it a deal breaker for us? Ma'am, it's your marriage, it's not our marriage. With that being said, as usual, I read a lot of posts where women were condemning the man. Oh no, he should not be doing that. That's so inappropriate. That's not acceptable. You are telling another woman what she should be doing in her marriage. Interesting. But I don't blame you all. I blame the one that brought her husband to you to, you know, toss around like pancakes. I did read some comments that says, why are you going through his phone? Another person said, we are pretty sure he didn't give you the phone. Then another person said, explain to us how you found PORN on your husband's phone. Because found means that you discovered it. When you discovered it, you went looking for something, you know. And to be fair, those comments did have a few likes here and there, but they were not as many as the comments that was faulting the man. Before I tell you what I said, I'm going to state this right now. In my opinion, PORN is disgusting. I don't know how people watch it. I probably saw it once in my life and I thought this was disgusting, and it just irritates me. So I'm not trying to be holier than thou. Seen it before, nasty, never again. Okay, so now here's what I said. I said we won't let men go out to cheat, and yet we will not let them stay in their own homes to watch PORN. They are humans too, you know. Please let them be. He is not replacing you with a strange woman. I'm sure you don't want to have SEX with him every single hour, because men could literally have it every hour if they were allowed to. Why must we control every breath that our husbands make? Why must we always want to know everything that they are up to? Would we like to be micromanaged like that? If out of all the bad habits that exist in this world, he has one, whilst being a good husband and a dad, please leave him alone. If you wanted to be with a porn star, he would not have married you. And please, stop comparing yourself to women on a trade. Please stay away from his phone and stop snooping. Give yourself some grace and peace and focus on your marriage and being a good mom. Don't go looking for what isn't lost, otherwise you will find it. And when you do, you would have lost the marriage only to possibly remarry another man that might be even worse than this one you complain about. I have been married for a couple of years and I love my life. I love my marriage. I would not go out looking for what would destroy it. And as expected, she responded to me saying that, before I say what she responded, somebody else responded to me and was like, you know, the defenders of the universe woman, the feminist hypocrites. Anyways, one of them came for me saying that, why do I make it seem like men only have two options, either to cheat or watch PORN, you know? Then I asked her, what is the third option? Tell me what, just one single bad habit that men are allowed to have. I'll be waiting in the comment section. Just one bad habit that men are allowed to have that is wildly acceptable. Oliver, I just want one. This, whoever she was, never responded to me. Then, the poster, even though she posted the story anonymously, she still replied to me saying that, if you're okay with your husband watching porn, that's your prerogative. Then her case, she has an open communication with her husband, that they have passwords to each other's phone. She was not snooping around. She wanted to do something on his phone and the videos came up on his browser, you know, and that they have good communication. You know, she had told him before that she didn't like him watching it, but he just kept watching it, and then that's why she got upset. Then I said, ma'am, first of all, if you want to do something on your husband's phone, face what you want to do. I'm not trying to attack you, I'm trying to help you, because you said you have good relationship with your husband, yet you brought your husband's secret to Facebook. I didn't do that. I protect my husband. You, on the other hand, brought his secret to Facebook. Now imagine how he would feel if he picked up your phone to do something and then all the notifications popped up and then he sees that you posted about him. How do you think he's going to feel? Secondly, is that, is he watching it in front of you? Is he bragging to you about watching it? Is he comparing you to this woman? Absolutely not, because I know how women behave on such groups. when they want to complain about their husbands, they just have to make their husbands look so bad that they are going to list all the other bad things he's been doing. But in this particular post, the only thing this guy has done bad is watch this kind of movies, right? A number of women told her that, you know what, they even watch it with their husbands. Number of other women said that is very, very much not acceptable. And of course, those were the ones that you find in majority, the ones that know how other people should run their marriages. Meanwhile, when there's actually a law that says preach what you're practicing, you'll be surprised to find out that your marriage is better than a lot of all these women. And I told that lady in the comment section, I said, the women that you're asking for advice, you will be surprised that they are tolerating even way worse than you. But if for some reason you thought this is the best way to handle your problem. Now, another question for you, ma'am. If your husband refuses to stop watching porn, what are you going to do about it? Absolutely nothing. So why are you exposing his secret? Even though you posted the post as anonymous, but the admin that approved the post knows what you look like. Probably seen your profile. Why can't you just be a virtuous woman? You know, in my opinion, the most problems that marriages have, women caused it. It's either they're not communicating well with their husband, or they're getting random nasty advices, toxic advices from strangers, or they just have this level of insecurity. But we are women. We always have one thing going on or the other. And it does not mean the man is innocent. However, the man wants to be allowed to have flaws. The way he allows you have your own flaws. And I told her, I said, I'm pretty sure there are things that you do that your husband is not comfortable with. But he just gives you the grace and says, you know what? That's my wife. But here you are, posting your husband's secret on Facebook and asking us what we are going to do about it. Imagine asking us how we would have addressed it. It's your marriage, it's not our marriage. Our marriage, we don't post about it. This lady doesn't have friends she can talk to. She doesn't have a mother, a sister, family member she's close to. She does not have any motherly figure she could ask that is probably has stayed in the marriage long enough to be able to give advice. She decided to ask the streets of Facebook. I was livid. I belong to many other mom groups, women's group on Facebook. I just want to sometimes entertain myself and just see what is going on in the minds of some women, right? But this particular group, her post upset me because it's a group of wives of a certain group of professional men. The only reason we are there is because our husbands have something in common. I was like, ma'am, if you were working 3 jobs, would you really have time to be going through your husband's phone? Even if you had the time to come across the post, I'm sure you won't even have the energy to want to fight about it, let alone coming to Facebook to get weapons on how to fight your husband because of something that is watching in secret. Something that does not affect your marriage in any way. You just told me that you just had a baby. So that means that sexually your relationship is good. You're not complaining about the fact that he's a deadbeat dad. So that means financially he's been a husband. And the fact that you have all this time to, you know, try and weaponize whatever trauma you're going through, it means that you're not exactly employed like at a 9-to-5, but you're clearly not busy enough, you're not tired enough. I was as honest as I could be, respectfully, but I did not hold back. When it comes to a woman, you will say, freedom of this, my body, my choice, my this, my that, don't body shame, nobody body shames me, da-da-da-da-da. You want to have your absolute freedom and control of everything that concerns you. But when it comes to your husbands, you feel as though they have to run every single action they take by you. They have to check with you. They have to check with you. They have to be high value men. They have to be the provider. They have to be this. They have to be that. But the one thing that they just choose to do that is a bad habit, you still want to take that away from them. I found it really amusing. I was like, this is interesting. I went online to find other most common bad habits that men have. Do you know what I found? Excessive drinking, smoking, doing drugs, gambling, verbal abuse, severe cheating, lazy, either professionally, career-wise, or not being able to help out their wives. Or some of them are just disrespectful. You know, there were a number of bad habits that I was able to Google. Just for context, this man had one, and you could not let him have it. If my husband watches porn or not, I don't know. Honestly, it doesn't affect me. None of my business. So there's no freaking way my insecurities will grow so badly that I will begin to compare myself to a woman that acts as a porn star. Do you know how low your esteem, your self-esteem would have to be to compare yourself to an absolute stranger that does not know that you exist? This particular woman on that street is not living in your house. She's probably never physically met your husband, but her very existence bothers you so much that you think, oh, I have to do something about it. Why? When I say some women don't deserve marriage, this is what I talk about. If you don't have the maturity to handle certain things, or even best case scenario, have at least one or two people that you see as a role model to discuss these things with, and you have to ask Facebook, you have a lot of problems. If you don't have the money to ask a therapist about it, which of course they will never tell you what to do, they will just let you figure everything out on your own by asking you a bunch of gazillion questions. But Facebook should honestly not be the place to solve marital problems, not unless you're watching like videos made by therapists and counselors and all of those things. You should not be taking certain businesses out there. A lot of women, they had toxic advices like, oh my gosh, you should never be doing that. That is so bad. They were castigating this poor man. This poor man that has probably done nothing but provide for his wife and indulge himself in a bad habit. But there were some group of women that were castigating him and demonizing him. Think about it. At the end of my post, my response to the poster, I told her, I said, be a virtuous woman. Give your husband some grace. The same grace you expect him to give you for all of your flaws. Regard this as one of his flaws. He's probably not going to be able to watch PORN for the rest of his life, because there's going to be a point where he's not even interested. He'll be so career driven. He's not going to have time for all of these things, right? Up until then, give him some grace. Remind him that you don't like it. Remind him respectfully that you'd rather he doesn't watch it. If he's not going to mind you, the next thing he will do is be even more cautious with where he's watching it. So you found it on his phone, he'll probably go and rent the CD and watch it somewhere else. I said to her, give your husband the kind of grace that you would demand. We on Facebook are not going to help you. Not only do we have our own problems, but a lot of us are probably envious of you. So, do not screw up something good that you have, because according to the post, this is the only complaint you have about your husband. Do not screw up something good that you have. Our husbands are the reason why we're in this group. They are a group of professionals in a particular field. This is not acceptable. A lot of women asked her, why are you going through your husband's phone and things like that, which I think pretty much offended her. But I drove deep into her bones. I said, don't do that. He doesn't deserve that. And for your sanity, leave it alone. Whatever he's watching on his phone, that's not affecting you. Leave it alone. It's not every department you have to put yourself in. Leave it alone. If you want your marriage to last, leave it alone and give him grace. Give your husband grace. I'm happy to announce that by the time I woke up the next day, because this exchange between me and her happened around 11 p.m. By the time I woke up the next day at around 8:30, because I was trying to check my notification and be like, okay, who am I fighting right now? The post was gone. She took it down. I'm glad she took it down. I don't know if she took it down because of what I said, or I don't know, whatever. Because it was more like half and half. By the time I posted last time, when I first saw the post, it was more women castigating and demonizing the husband, like, he's not allowed to watch that, he's not allowed to, you know. But by the time I responded to her the second time, it was more like half and half. Many women said, let it go. If it doesn't bother you, watch it with him or let it go. Many other ones said, leave his phone alone, you know. And so it became half and half. And then with my response, that was well detailed as to how stupid she looked by not protecting her husband's secret, by not being a virtuous wife and trying to actually solve the problem. She was looking for a way to weaponize her trauma and fight with her husband over something he did in secret, out of respect for her. I broke it all down to her, and when I saw she took down the post, I was happy. I said, for today, this is minus one. A marriage gets to leave to see another day. A lot of times when I see such posts, I don't comment, I just keep it moving. But this particular one, I don't know why, I just had to. Let's be careful what you are putting out there. You will be surprised that your life is better than millions of other women. And people are going to advise you from two angles. Either a happy and healed version of themselves, or a bitter and traumatized version of themselves. And because a lot of people don't want to admit that they actually have problems, they are not going to seek help. So a lot of the advice you're going to see online and comments you're going to get online will be quite toxic, because people are moving with wounds that they didn't even know that they have. Wounds that they don't even know need healing. So please be careful when you put your story online, whether anonymously or not. Be careful of exposing yourself to the wrong energy. Because trust me, a marriage like that, the wound will begin to fester and fester and fester and fester. And if she had like an army of women letting her know that the man was wrong for what she did, she would just find herself beginning to have disgust towards her husband. And maybe like 2 or 3 years down the line, they end up in divorce court, and then they ask them, when did this start? At what point did you fall out of love for your husband? They're like, I don't even remember. Because she took her business to Facebook. Toxic, traumatized, sad, bitter woman advised her. It influenced her behavior in the house. Then her husband is going to react. And then it just goes downward spiral from there. And you're in divorce court and you don't even know what started to eat up your relationship. The last thing you remembered was you were in love, and suddenly now you hate this person. This is how it starts. So please, listeners, let us be careful what we put out there, especially if it's about our real life. Be careful. It can either come in two ways, either from a healed, happy group of people or a bitter, traumatized group of people. Until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Rebecca's Thoughts. Your time and attention mean the world to us. If you enjoy the content, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with friends. Stay tuned for more engaging discussions and valuable insights in the episodes to come. Until next time, take care and keep exploring the fascinating world we delve into on The Rebecca's Thoughts.